We just talked about building a partnership. Time was never going to be an issue, so it was just a matter of, well, we talked about taking it deep, I guess, and we got a bit of a partnership. It was a slow one, but at that stage of the game, that was probably what we needed to take a bit of the heat out of the game. I'd like to hit more fours. I'd take more fours if they were there. It's a hard ground to hit fours, and it just felt like going for boundaries was risks, and we probably had lost too many wickets to take too many risks. The partnership was important. As I said, the time, we knew if we batted the 50 overs, we were going to get the runs. It was just a matter of sticking it out. Seeing him off, we could probably see him off a little better. We knew he was going to be a key bowler, and I think we could probably, that's one of the real focuses we'll have going into Abu Dhabi, is how we play him, and probably how we milk him a little better, try not to give him his wickets. But his control is good. We know he's a key bowler, and certainly towards the back end, after he'd taken his wickets, the key was probably just to see him out. If we scored runs off him, that was great. If we didn't, then that's okay. We'll just try and target the other bowlers. Oh, it's nice to have faced Ajmal a little more, I guess, so you get to get a better feel of how to play him. It's nice to face all the bowlers that you haven't faced. Tanvir's obviously got a different action, so it's nice to face some balls. I think the big thing as a team that we'll take out is partnerships, particularly at the top order. I think if you look at teams that have had success over here, the big partnerships and the big scores come from the top order. So that's a real focus for us. But I thought our bowling was outstanding. I thought James Pattinson and Mitchell Starc were both good. James Pattinson, I thought, was almost the pick of our bowlers, and he could have walked away with the 5 wickets. I think Tanvir got one warning. It wasn't making too much of a... The wicket was so hard, it wasn't making too much of an indent. I thought the umpires were on top of that all game. He's a pretty free-flowing character, Maxi, so I'm not sure anything I say or anyone says he actually listens to, so it was just a matter of keeping a clear head. He's obviously a beautiful striker of the ball, so if you want him to have that freedom and you want him to be not scared to hit the ball. So if he played a shot that wasn't so good or he missed a shot, I was just telling him to keep a clear head. Watch the next ball. And he was pretty good, I thought. Rode his luck. Yeah, Afridi's very good. They're all very good. I think we'll take a lot out of the fact of just having faced them. So hopefully we'll get better at playing them next game and come up with some more specific plans. I think for a lot of guys, probably haven't faced... any of those guys. Some guys hadn't faced one of them. So it's just nice to get a bit of a feel for their tricks, get a feel for how the wickets are going to play. But, as Misbah said, their strength is their spinners, and we've probably got some deficiencies against spin. So it's a real working point for us, and we've worked really hard on it in the nets and are continuing to do so. Well, whether they're successful or not, I think it's really important for them to get a feel of different conditions, to get a feel for bowling with each other and starting to build up a bit of rapport with each other and I guess a team within your pacemen. I think good teams have a group of 5-6 pacemen that all gel really well together, and that's the exciting part of, with the 2 quicks that we had today, and then with the experience of Mitchell Johnson as well, to back them up. That's a pretty potent lineup. So, well, this whole tour is a bit of an experience, isn't it? The times that we're playing and the heat. So, I think they'll take a lot out of it. They're 2 pretty fit boys. They're pretty handy in the field too. They run around, give plenty of energy. Yeah, it was very satisfying. Absolutely. Yeah, it is, because we'll have days when Davey Warner will come off and Matty Wade will come off, and you'll chase those totals down easily. But I guess all the training you do and all the hard work you do are for the tough days. So it was nice. It was nice to first of all get that partnership with Pup, because I thought his innings was very good. He was tired out there and he was battling, and so for him to push through and to keep the scoreboard ticking along as he was, I thought showed great leadership and paved the way, I guess, for myself and Maxi and Dan Christian there at the end. A little both, I guess. We know that when they do strike the ball, they're outstanding. And I think also, if you can, the top of the innings is probably the best time to bat over here, absolutely. So there's a balance. With opening the batting at the top of the order, there's responsibility. You want those guys to be your biggest run scorers and your 100 scorers. And, we want Matty Wade and Davey Warner to be scoring hundreds for us, but we also know that their ball striking can get us off to a flyer too. So there's a balance to be found there.